This is Daily Tips that may or may not help you with Ariel and Ned. Ned is not here today. If you're watching us, you can see that it's two people on the screen right now, but one is me, Ariel, and another is our guest tipper of the month, Katrin Skapertis. You've probably already seen at least one of her tips, so go check that. But we're here today to learn a bit more about Katrin, to figure out how daily tips factor into her life. And I am really excited to dive in. So Katrin, welcome to the show. Tell us a bit about you. We learned a tiny bit, but we would love to go more in depth and figure out like how you came to be who you are today.
Well, thanks so much for having me on, Ariel. I'm excited to be here. As you said, I'm Katrin Skapertis. So professionally, I'm an expert in podcast development, specifically audience development. I've worked with really large podcast networks, like the number two largest radio station group in the US. I've worked with all-sized podcast companies and podcasts across different continents, North America and Europe. And I also host the podcast Italian for Sure, which is the podcast about Italian culture. I interview Italians and we talk about some cultural differences I noticed between specifically America and Italy. And then we dive deeper into those things, like what is the true meaning of the Italian word ciao, what Italians wear to the gym, and things like maternity leave, of course, Italian food, and so much more. I am an American that moved to Italy a little over 2 years ago, and that's me in a nutshell.
And that brings us to where we are today. Some of your tips this month are going to be about Italy, and then some of them are just general life tips that you have gathered in your years on this. I love these tips. I definitely recommend that people come back to check out your tips throughout this month. Now let's dive into your relationship with the idea of life hacks. Do you find that you're seeking them out or that your life is pretty efficient in and of itself?
Oh, I'm always seeking out hacks on how I can make my life calmer, less stressful. And I always say it's a process. One day I might find a life hack that works really well today, and tomorrow it might not work as well, or I might need to rework it. I think we go through chapters in our lives. So right now I'm in a different chapter, you know, moving to a different country and navigating the different systems here has led me on a path to find hacks for specifically that. So always looking for new life hacks that fit my chapter at the moment.
Always searching. And one of those tips is a mental life hack, one that I really resonate with. Can you explain this to people?
Everything is made up. This is something that I discovered, I guess, a while ago. And this, I think, I'll carry through all my chapters. And that is that you can choose to care about something or not care about something, because the way that society is structured is made up. And I see that a lot. It's hilarious, but it's true. And I can give an example just to paint a picture. So I got married last year and everyone kept saying to me, oh, you're planning a wedding. You must be so stressed. And I just decided that to me, it wasn't going to cause me stress. I decided what was going to be important to me and what wasn't in a way that wasn't going to cause me stress. For example, I didn't care so much about, say, the color of the placemats. And so I picked a place, my now husband and I picked a place that decided all those things for you. And so you just picked the place based off of the aesthetic of the place. And then we went and they had everything set up in a way that their style was. So you just picked their style and then you trust the process. And that for me was way worth it, because I didn't want to be stressed during the wedding planning process. And I chose to not let it be. So it's just an example of people assumed that wedding planning equaled stress because that's what we're used to, but it's made up. If you don't want it to be stressful, find a way that it's not stressful for you and work off that. So that's my recommendation.
Let's ride this wave of not caring or caring enough that you still feel good. You're still making the wedding of your dreams, and the wedding of your dreams is just one that doesn't include the RGB color of the placemats.
Exactly.
Well, Katrin, you wear a bunch of different hats. You, like you said, you have a podcast yourself, Italian for Sure. You are a consultant. You work with a lot of different companies on growing their podcasts or individuals on growing their podcasts. How do you keep everything organized? What are some tips that you have for organization? Asking for a friend.
I wear one hat at a time. And I say this now and transparently, it's not something that I've always been able to do, but I practiced it and now I can preach it. Wear one hat at a time and write everything down. So often when I wear one hat, another hat is talking to me and saying, but don't forget to do this. And the other hat saying, well, don't forget to do this. And if I know that I've written it down on my to-do list, then I can say, oh, shut up, I already wrote you down. But if I haven't, then I brain dump and I keep a list that I call a brain dump. And every time something popped into my mind in a moment where I'm supposed to be focusing on something else, I brain dump onto this list and then I organize that list later and get it onto my to-do list. So writing everything down, trying to stay focused, wearing one hat at a time. And then another tip is listening to music or podcasts. That for me helps my mind stop pinging me with all of these reminders and really just focus on that one thing that I'm doing. So it's kind of a combination, but the core of that is stay focused on what you're doing. So wearing that one hat at a time. And for me to do that, the two things are making sure that everything is written down and listening to music or podcasts while I'm focusing on something so that I don't get distracted.
That's great. And I'm realizing now in our conversation that you are offering us tips throughout the month, but there's also a bunch more tips laid into our conversation here today. So this is just another plug for folks who are listening to us now to make sure that you check out Katrin's tips throughout the month. Something that stands out to me about Italian culture is that it's more chill than the US in a lot of ways. You know, there's people take breaks, vacations can be longer, things like that. What are some of the differences that you've noticed between the cultures when it comes to quote unquote life hacks? Because I think in the US we're obsessed with like optimizing our time, but I imagine that's less the case in Italy.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to work-life balance, I think Italy has, I don't want to say a better handle on it, but they really value the life part of work life. And I think that you see that also in the way that employers handle, let's say, vacation days. So if someone's going on vacation in Italy, when I work with podcasts in Italy, it's very clear that if there are vacation days, I'm not going to be available for this amount of time. And it's very common to take, say, 2-week vacations. Wow. Whereas in America, my American clients will say things like, oh, but if there's an emergency, we can reach you, right? Or, you know, what's your number? And you're going to check your emails like every so often, right? And so it's just a different mindset. And it's not good or bad. You'll see that in, you know, the economy, you know, American economy is really strong. And we know there's an opportunity to make a lot of money in America. And America is really good for business, right? And then Italy is really good for just life and kind of just taking things day by day. And you need both, right? So you need this balance between America and Italy.
Got it. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. When I was in Italy, I remember coming back and being like, why do any of us work? It does not make sense to me. Because I came back and I was like, wow, I don't want to do anything ever again. And then I realized that I have to pay rent. So there is, you know, there are two sides to this story. Talk to me about what in your life gets you most bogged down and if you have any tips or hacks that help you with that.
Sure. So kind of similar to before, writing things down really helps. So as a creative spirit and, you know, I have an entrepreneur mindset, I am constantly bombarded with my own mind and all of the thoughts and ideas that come to me daily about the things that I could do. And one of the mistakes I've made before is just taking on way too much at the same time. So similar to writing down the list of my to-dos, I learned to write down the list of my ideas. Because what happened is, as an example, you know, over the last 2 years, moving to a different country, trying to learn the language, find work, make friends, continue in my career, plan a wedding, you know, except start a podcast, et cetera, et cetera. There's just not enough time in a day. And I get really excited about these things and I put way too much on my plate. So the hack I've learned and the tip that I'm giving is make a list of these ideas first, pause, look at the list and see realistically what can be done in a day, in a week, in a month, in a year, how long that thing that you want to do is going to take, and see how much you can take on at a time. And now what I've done is I've actually scheduled in daily, quote, time for nothing. And what I mean by that is time that's not already set for a specific task, whether that's a personal task. You know, right now I recently bought an apartment with my husband and we're decorating it. And so there needs to be, you know, time to look at things like kitchen tiles. And that's really fun and it's so exciting. But there seemed to be something planned for every moment of every day. And so I actually started to schedule time for nothing. So having time for nothing is really important. Scheduling lunch, so a lunch break. I know that sounds like obviously, but sometimes during lunch, if I'm working from home and
I see there's
laundry to be done, I'm like, well, I can do the laundry while I do lunch. Like, no, let me sit down and have lunch and not, you know, do anything else except for eat. And so I think just making sure that there's time in the day for these relatively normal human activities and backing up is to accomplish that, making sure that the plate is not so full. So being realistic with my schedule and making these lists of ideas and deciding which ones I can actually take on and still leave time for the quote time for nothing and for lunch.
I really feel like your tips, both in our conversation today and throughout this month, are a really nice balance between practical and philosophical. You have a philosophy that you abide by, which helps you in the practical aspects of your life. And I am going to take that with me as I continue to make my life more efficient, but also, you know, just better. You know, that's the point of the show. Daily tips that may or may not help you is these tips may or may not help you. And we've had a lot over the year plus that we've done this show that have helped me and have not helped me. And it's really fun to have you on to contribute to our vast arsenal of tips. Katrin, thank you for being here. Can you tell us what you're working on, what you'd like to promote before we close out for this show?
Well, just like to say thank you so much for having me on this podcast. I love this podcast and all the tips. So helpful. You can find me on Instagram and LinkedIn. So Katrin Skopertis, just my full name on Instagram and also on LinkedIn. And go ahead and listen to Italian for sure. If you have a trip to Italy coming up, if you have Italian roots or just want to learn more about Italy or the Italian culture, season one is out. There's 15 great episodes to binge. You can learn how to figure out which gelateria is going to be the best based off of how high the gelato is. Just hint, hint. Season two is coming later this year. You don't want to miss it. Italian for sure. That's Italian, F-O-R-S-U-R-E on Instagram and TikTok, also LinkedIn. Yeah, you can follow me. Instagram has like behind the scenes shorts and more about Italian culture that's not on the podcast. So, and if you listen to the podcast from here, if you found it through this podcast, reach out and let me know. I'd love to hear. DM me.
Yeah, there's that audience growth mindset showing its head. I love that. It's always fun to figure out how people discover our shows. Katrin, thank you again so much for joining us on Daily Tips That May or May Not Help You. Tippendales, Katrin will be here throughout the month on Wednesdays sharing tips. So come back and we're going to be back this week very soon with more tips that may or may not help you. We'll catch you then. Bye.
Bye.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.